The Arab world delivered a surprising message this year. Revolts across the region revealed a generation willing to use nonviolent protests to oust unpopular leaders. But that did not surprise Serge Popovich, a campaigner for nonviolent strategies. He was the student leader of a movement that toppled Serbian dictator Slobodan Milosevic in 2000. He also helped train Arab revolutionaries. NPR's Deborah Amos caught up with Popovich in New York nearly a year after the Arab revolts began.
Okay, no problems. Nice meeting you.
Yes.
He seems an unlikely international troublemaker, a lanky biologist from Belgrade. Serge Popovich preaches the gospel of nonviolent struggle to a class at Columbia University in New York.
I spent the last 7 years of my life working with activists throughout the world. And there is this big thing called Arab Spring, and everybody.
He is passionate about the success of young Arab revolutionaries who came to learn from him in Belgrade.
The history really proves that there are fair chances that most of the Arab world will end up in some kind of democracy.
How do you see your role in what happened in the Middle East?
We equip these people with the tools to plan their struggle. We never tell them, do this or do that, because we as the Serbs don't know what will work in Egypt. This is the trick. They need to discover for themselves.
Egyptians arrived in Belgrade in 2009. Even then, they were planning for a democratic transition. But Popovich says they lost their unity after Hosni Mubarak was toppled and the Egyptian generals took charge.
Which is the last authority you would ever give the transition. I mean, this is like giving the goat your cabbage to keep. The military is not designed to do the transitions, but definitely there is the lesson learned.
Another lesson he repeats in every speech: social media, Facebook and Twitter, play only a limited role in a successful nonviolent revolt.
And it is about the people in the street who need to win the struggle. The struggle is won on the street.
As the Arab Spring becomes a more violent and uncertain season, Popovich pins his hopes on the millions of Arabs who went to those streets. It changes people from passive to active citizens, he says.
Once this spirit has been released from the bottle, it changes the way the people see themselves. When you get a million people engaged in this struggle, they become the shareholders of the victory.
The best outcome so far is in Tunisia, with an 86% turnout for the first free election in October. But in other parts of the region, challenges are mounting because of tribal and sectarian divisions. Long years of autocratic rule have corrupted institutions and divided civil society.
My biggest depression came when I saw what happened in Libya. The combination of violent uprising with tribal conflicts, a bunch of civil victims, absolutely unnecessary foreign military intervention, and a slaughtery of Gaddafi in front of the camera was the worst-case scenario.
It's the eventual outcome that concerns him most, based on his experience in Serbia as well as academic studies. Research shows nonviolent movements are three times more likely to become democracies than violent struggles, which have a 5% chance. This is why Popovich is alarmed by events in Syria. After months of peaceful protest, a brutal government crackdown has provoked some activists to call for armed rebellion.
When bullets start whistling, everybody stays home. And this is very huge dangers, and I hope that Syrians understand this.
He understands. These movements have launched a long process. In Serbia, his struggle took more than a decade. Arabs are just getting started in a transition that he helped to promote. His role has been recognized. He lectures all over the world. He's opened a peace university in the Maldives. And he's one of Foreign Policy Magazine's top 100 global thinkers.
We don't consider ourselves thinkers. We are still young people. We are still learning a lot about this struggle. Working with those who are ready to take risk and maybe lose life or freedom, there is absolutely nothing to match. That's the most rewarding job in the world.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.